Welcome to Vladimir Savchuk's podcast. Our ministry exists to reach people globally and to disciple them digitally. If you have not done so, would you help me to bring a greater exposure to the biblical teaching by leaving a review on this podcast and share it also on your social media platform? Let's dive into this episode. In this video, I want to share with you the meaning or the prophetic symbol behind the seven feasts of Israel. Now, I understand that a lot of us, we read the Old Testament and sometimes we're like, man, why did God just talk so much about these things? They seem not to apply to us anymore. Or maybe we get confused about the sacrifices, or we get confused about the feasts. And I believe in this video, you're going to get a prophetic picture of what these feasts also symbolize. Now, the little interpretation of these feasts is they actually were applied to Israel as a way to connect to God, as the way to celebrate His goodness. But we know as Christians, and Jesus confirmed that the Old Testament is about Jesus. When Jesus rose from the dead, He started to take disciples through the Old Testament to show them that actually the Old Testament is about Him. And He says, you search the Scriptures because you think that through them you will have eternal life. But He says, they testify of Me. So let's dive in. Seven feasts of the Old Testament, how they reveal Jesus. The feast number one is the Passover. It actually reveals the death of Jesus. According to Leviticus chapter 23, verse 5, it pointed to the Messiah as our Passover lamb. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 7, Paul talks about that Jesus' blood would be shed for our sins. Jesus was crucified during the time that the Passover was observed. I mean, how crazy is that? Mark chapter 14, verse 12. And Christ is the Lamb of God without blemish and defect, according to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Because His life, Jesus' life, was completely free from sin, according to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. But as the first Passover marked the Hebrews' release from the Egyptian slavery, so is the death of Jesus Christ marks our release from the slavery of sin, Romans chapter 8, verse 2. And so the Passover reveals that Jesus is the Lamb of God. The second feast is the unleavened bread. It reveals the burial of Jesus Christ. And we see this feast in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 6. And it points to the Messiah's sinless life, as a leaven is a picture of sin in the Bible, making Jesus the perfect sacrifice for our sin. Jesus' body was in the grave during the first few days of this feast, like the kernel of wheat planted and waiting to burst forth as the bread of life. The third feast is the Feast of the First Fruits, and that's Jesus' resurrection. This feast is recorded in Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 10, and it points to Jesus' resurrection as the first fruits of the righteous. Jesus was raised on this very day, which is one of the reasons that Paul refers to Jesus in 1 Corinthians 15:20 as the first fruits of the dead. That means you and I will rise as well supernaturally, and we will have glorified bodies, and we will be like Jesus, and Jesus is the first fruits. Now let's dive into feast number four, and that is the feast of the Pentecost, or the feast of the weeks. It's recorded in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 16. And this is the feast of Jesus as the baptizer of the Holy Spirit. So this feast occurred 50 days after the beginning of the feast of the unleavened bread, and it points to the great harvest of souls and the gift of the Holy Spirit being released and poured out on both Jews and the Gentiles that will be brought into the kingdom of God during the church age. In Acts chapter 2, we see when the day of the Pentecost has come, the church was actually established on this day when God poured out His Spirit, and 3,000 Jewish people responded to Peter's sermon and the first proclamation of the gospel. John the Baptist introduced Jesus as the Lamb of God and also as the baptizer of the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus died as a Passover lamb, but then on the day of Pentecost, we see Him as the baptizer of the Holy Spirit. Now, the feasts that will still have significant prophetic application that is not fulfilled yet. Number five is the Feast of the Trumpets, and that is speaking of the returning of Jesus Christ. And this feast is recorded in Leviticus 23, 24. The first of the fall feasts, many believe that this points to the rapture of the church when the Messiah Jesus will appear in heavens when He comes for His bride, the church. And the rapture in the Bible is always associated with blowing of a loud trumpet. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, and in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 52, is at the sound of a trumpet that Jesus will come. And Jesus even spoke in Matthew 24 that at his coming, that there will be a loud noise that will accompany his arrival. You know, his first coming was silent in the sense that, you know, many people did not know. Few people that the Lord revealed it to, wise men, shepherds, and some other people. But his second coming will be evident to everyone, and it will come with the sound of a trumpet. The feast number six that will still have prophetic future application is the Day of Atonement. It's where Israel will be saved. In Leviticus chapter 23, verse 27, you know, it talks about this Day of Atonement where Israel would afflict their souls and seek the redemption from God. Animals will be slaughtered, another goat will be released into the wilderness, and one would be killed in the temple for the cleansing and the forgiveness of Israel's sins. And we believe that it prophetically points to the day of the second coming of Jesus, when Jesus will come on this earth, and it will be a time when the Jewish people will actually repent and recognize Jesus as their Messiah. It says about that in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, Romans chapter 11, verses 1 through 6, as well as Romans chapter 11, verses 25 through 36. We're believing the Jewish nation will embrace Jesus as their Messiah. They will weep as they will look at him whom they have pierced, and they will acknowledge him. And Jesus will come back to the Jewish people, and they will embrace him as a Messiah. And that day is still coming. And that feast of the atonement, the Yom Kippur, is the prophetic picture of the day that is coming. The last feast is the Feast of the Tabernacles. And that is, speaks of Jesus's reign, God's reign with us forever. This feast is mentioned in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 34. And many scholars believe that this feast points to the Lord's promise that he will once again, listen to this, tabernacle, meaning dwell with us when the Messiah returns, and God's reign is going to fill the whole earth, according to Micah chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. And if you read the last two chapters of Book of Revelation, you will see this plan of God that God had from the beginning. He had it in Genesis, and man sinned, and then God is going to restore it at the end, where the heaven will come down, and heaven and earth will become one, and God will dwell, tabernacle with us. I hope that this teaching was a blessing to you, as it shows us the past fulfillment during the life of Jesus and the future coming fulfillment that if we are awaiting and expecting the return of Jesus, the sound of that trumpet, we're going to be raptured to the Lord. Jesus will establish his kingdom. The Jewish people will come to God, and then God will, you know, judge the wicked, and he will send people who don't know him into eternal lake of fire. It's not because God hates people. It's not even because people have committed sin, but the Bible says because people rejected the free gift of salvation. If you're watching this video and if you have stuck with me to the end and you don't know Jesus Christ, I want to encourage you to, you don't want to be on the wrong side of history when these things come. So give your life to Jesus today. Surrender your heart to the Lord. Put your trust in Jesus as your Savior and repent of your sin. Find a local church. Begin to serve God. Live for Jesus, because Jesus will make your life better. And he will make you better at life. But most importantly, Jesus will give you eternal life. If this was a blessing to you and your spiritual life, hey, help me out. Hit thumbs up and share this with other people. Also, if you're not subscribed to this channel, hit that subscribe. Click on the bell so you can be reminded each time we create content as such. I also have other videos as well as blogs, reading plans, podcasts, and so much stuff. Head to my website and check it out, as well as a Vlad School, which is a virtual online school. And all of my content is free of charge, thanks to all partners and donors to this ministry. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you were encouraged, challenged, and also blessed. As always, don't forget to subscribe, as well as to leave a review, so that it could help us to reach other people. And share this episode with your friends and your family on social media. If God puts on your heart to support this ministry, your support will help us to reach more people for Jesus. Go to my website and you can find out so much more free resources, from reading plans, blogs, e-courses, and so much. And all of my stuff is free of charge. God bless you. Until next time.